What made you decide to take this step?
We had literally hundreds of Torontonians raise concerns starting in December of the deeply offensive tweets of Ms. Luzitsa. And we had hoped, we basically sent her seven pages of tweets that really are not political tweets, but rather something much beyond that, very, very offensive commentary. We'd hoped to have some clarity around those, giving her the opportunity to basically explain that these were not her words, which was something that was originally suggested, was that perhaps someone else was writing for her or something along those lines. So unfortunately, she did confirm finally last week that these are her words and her beliefs, and we had to make a change.
Without being too offensive for radio, what did you see that really concerned you?
Well, you know, I don't really want to get into it. And frankly, the last day we avoided, for the artist's benefit, really getting into the content of the tweets themselves. There's about seven pages. There's one tweet that basically equates Ukrainian school teachers who she's denigrating with an African tribe that they're wearing somewhat similar traditional garb. There's a lot of intolerance. A reference to Nazism, genocide. It's just a very egregious a portrayal of Ukrainians. And, you know, again, it's not the free speech side of things we would defend to the death as Canadians, of course, but it's the commentary that's a lot more offensive that is the issue for us.
Is it true that she compared Ukrainians to Nazis?
There is some reference to that, for sure. And certainly anyone, she's a prolific tweeter. It's difficult to weed through everything as she's tweeting dozens of times per day. But there's a lot of offensive content out there. And as I said, there was seven pages of tweets that we've compiled and we sent to her for clarification. And we're quite disappointed to hear, you know, not only that these are her words, but that she so strongly stands behind them.
Are you surprised at the public's reaction to your cancellation?
Not at all. I think, you know, the issue of free speech is something we take very seriously. And I think, you know, certainly in the front end of our communication with the public around this, we have not been at liberty to really discuss the details. So, you know, as someone with incomplete information, I might well conclude the same thing as others. And I think as more information comes out about the tone and nature of the concern, I think certainly we're seeing the conversation shift as people are, again, made more aware of some of the reasons.
And this is a real head spinner. I mean, do you think this ushers in a whole new era of cyber vetting of artists?
No, you know, and I think in our particular case, if it, you know, weren't for the fact that we had literally hundreds of people raising this on an ongoing basis as an issue, like we're an arts organization in the world's most ethnically diverse city. We are responsive, whether we're talking about programming changes or an issue like this one. This is a very extreme case. We don't think this is going to be the new era of vetting artists and that sort of thing. But, you know, certainly, you know, if there are Torontonians who have issues with our programs or suggestions, we do respond to that on an ongoing basis. We've never seen anything of this sort of magnitude in terms of our local community's response.